Here on City Lights, we believe that all theater is special, but Jerry's Habima Theater gives added meaning to special. Mary Nye Bennett is making her debut this season as the new director of Jerry's Habima Theater. I sat down with Bennett just yesterday and asked her, what makes Jerry's even more special?
Jerry's Habima Theater is the only theater company that is specifically for actors with developmental disabilities and special needs. But it is treated in every capacity as if it were a professional production, from the professional scenic designers, costume designers, choreographers, so they get that professional experience and that wonderful socialization.
Are all members of the theater company from Atlanta, from this area?
They are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's dedicated to local special needs folks.
Yes, and anyone can audition. I mean, the auditions are open to anyone with a developmental disability that's age 18 and up. We actually have some members who I think are in their 50s, so we really have a large age range, but it's an open audition. So if someone lives 2 hours away and wants to drive, they're welcome to it.
What is the mission of the theater?
Well, it's all about inclusion, and it's you know, part of the mission of the Blonder Family Department for Special Needs, too, is just creating an environment where this group can be included. And it's having developmental disabilities and special needs can be isolating. You're not always included in everyday activities that you and I might take for granted. And this whole program is devoted to making sure that they have many opportunities to do the same things that you and I get to do, and really have experiences where they can grow and they can challenge themselves.
What sorts of disabilities are represented?
We have Down syndrome, Fragile X syndrome, autism. Those are just some of the different disabilities.
Now, I would think as director, the challenges would be enormous. Do you do the casting as well?
I was involved in the audition process, yes.
So some individuals couldn't qualify for meatier roles. Would that be the case?
It is true. Some of the actors are just naturally just better at communicating. And even in the professional world, it's the same kind of rule goes. Those who are better at communicating and really delivering that story are going to end up getting those kind of meatier roles. And man, my leads in this show are just expert comedians and storytellers.
Well, let's talk about this show.
Sure.
Did you choose it?
I did not. However, when the job offer was proposed to me, it was one of the reasons I wanted to really get on board this year was not only this group, but Shrek and the story of Shrek and just everything it entails. And I felt it was really special with this group in particular.
Why?
Shrek is, you know, it's a comedy, and we all know it from Mike Myers, you know, being really silly. But the root, kind of the principles of it, are acceptance and unapologetically being yourself without fear of judgment from anybody.
And this is the musical version
this
of
is,
Shrek.
Yes.
So are these actors able to learn the singing and the dance choreography as differently abled actors?
We have a longer rehearsal process, for sure. We started rehearsing January 4th, and their opening night is Thursday this week. So it is a longer rehearsal process, but the process itself is treated the same. We do a full week of music rehearsal with music director Annie Cook, and then we start in with the choreography. You always start with the hardest and the longest numbers first with our choreographer, Ricardo Aponte. So we follow the same kind of process as even a professional theater would. It's just a longer learning process.
What have been some high points so far?
I've had some of the participants who, you know, most of them didn't know me at all, and they may have been used to certain directors they've worked with. And there were some who auditioned who barely even spoke at the audition. And I thought maybe they were nonverbal. And here we are now, 2 months later, and they're talking to me. And I realize, oh, they were just shy. They didn't know me. But they're honestly, this group is capable of so much more than I thought, which means that that's the world's perception too. And I think that's really important, why people need to come see the show, is this group is capable of so much more than we give them credit for.
Do they aspire to have regular theatrical careers?
Yes, I've had several of them, because I work for a professional theater in my day job. Several of them have approached saying, you know, hey, if you ever have a role for me, I'd love to come, you know, be a part of it. So, yeah, definitely.
One production a year. Do you think it's conceivable that there could be two at some point?
From where this group has grown, where it started with just doing little 20, 30-minute shows just for family, to here we are now doing once-a-year full productions, I think it's completely conceivable that in the future it could grow to two.
Mary, what was your first experience with Jerry's Habima Theater?
I didn't know what I was really getting into. My friend choreographed it, and I was just going to support his work. And I was moved. I didn't expect that I would get teary, and then I would laugh so much. And I was so overwhelmed by the end of the show, and the curtain call, the way they were all just standing up there, the pride on all of their faces. And it's very, very overwhelming.
So there's an interesting synergy, I guess, in that this sort of is therapeutic for the actors.
Absolutely.
Correct? I mean, it isn't psychologists or psychiatrists approaching their needs, the actors' needs, with theatrical exercises, but there
is... Yeah, it is absolutely therapeutic. It's that isolation that I talked about can cause depression in a lot of people with developmental disabilities. So that just super social environment that they get to be a part of, not just with the once a year, but just as part of that group throughout the year, is very therapeutic.
And similarly, as you said, you watch this transformation, and perhaps the audience forgets that these are special needs actors, and so the lesson has been imparted.
Exactly.
And the audience is enlightened as well.
Exactly, yeah. I'm reminded every day by these actors. It's almost like you kind of go into the rehearsal. I've been teaching children for 16 years, and I think that was my initial approach to this, was it was from that perspective. They remind me every day that they can take more than I give them. I need to keep pushing them further. I believe in the first week, our music director said, all right, now the boys sing this. And one of the men interrupted her and said, can you please call us men? We're not kids. We're adults. And it's like, oh, we are just not, you know, giving you the credit that you so greatly deserve. And now I know.
Dignity.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everyone wants it. I wish you continued good luck and success. I don't want to say it's a noble endeavor. It's a proper endeavor.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mary Nye Bennett is the new director of Jerry's Habima Theater. Their production of Shrek the Musical, Junior, opens tonight at the Marcus Jewish Community Center. They'll give 9 performances in all, and the last show is on March 6th. We'll have more information at wabe.org/citylights.